Welcome everyone to Pack Talks with VJCV. Today we have got an interesting personality with us. He is happily enjoying his life with an extended arm of joy. Today we have got Anoop with us to talk us through his decision of retiring at an early age and then continuing his journey with arm of joy and spreading happiness across the people around him and to a lot of people who are in distress. Welcome Anoop, let's hear from you.
Thank you, Vijay. Thank you for having me on your show.
So, Anoop, first, before we talk about Arm of Joy and what it is all about, I want to quickly get your thoughts about taking an early retirement. When people are trying to get going in their careers, you thought of taking a call of retiring from your corporate career. So, take us through that initial stint.
Actually, that happened at the age of 28. I was working with Malayala Manorama at that time. Actually, I did MBA before that. After doing MBA, I joined Malayala Manorama in the marketing division. And the interesting thing was that I was happy there. I was having 100% job satisfaction and I had very good relationship with management colleagues. And also, I was really enjoying my job, but my passion really was to travel, to write, to read, and to organize many things, to do some social activities. And for pursuing all these things, I thought I would just quit my professional career and come back to my hometown and settle here and follow my heart. That's how that decision came up.
In fact, there were people around you who are inspired by the actions or the things that you are doing currently on ground. So that's how I ended up hearing about you. When we spoke initially, you spoke about that special resignation letter that you had sent across. So can you speak about that? Because that doesn't normally happen in everyone's corporate life.
I was having a very good relationship with Malayala Manorama management. I was having good career growth and all. But as I said, I wanted to follow my passions. So at the age of 28, and I was working in Malayala Manorama television, they had launched their news channel in 2006 and I was working with them. At that time, I talked with my partner Rekha and I really wanted to do something for the society and I wanted to follow my passion. And so I thought that's the right time to do it, because if you delay that decision, it will be tough to stick to that decision. If you take that decision quite earlier in your life, it will be easier for you because you will be brave in your 20s and also. I think that was the right age to take that decision. And I sent a letter to the managing director of Malayala Manorama company, Mr. Maman Matthew. I directly sent that letter to him saying that I want to retire at the age of 28 because I want to do so many things which I like. I can't do social activities and be loyal to the professional career at the same time. So I thought I would write a letter to Maman Matthew. So surprisingly, he replied within days and he told me when people want to do some social work, normally they don't stop them. So he gave the consent right away and thus, I left the job at the age of 28. And I sent a mail to everyone at that time. I was mentioning that I'm retiring at the age of 28, not that I am resigning at the age of 28, because I was sure that I wouldn't be joining any other company. I wouldn't get employed after that. I'll be doing many things to earn on my own and to follow my passions, but I won't be working for any other company. So That's why I termed it as retirement at the age of 28. He straight away agreed to that.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing for your confidence and the thought that you had at that point in time. After that, you moved ahead and you have started something known as Arm of Joy. Okay. So, can you talk about what is Arm of Joy before we get into the details of how you started off and all? Just to give a gist of what is Arm of Joy and what you do currently.
Yeah. Arm of Joy is an NGO in the form of a charitable trust. We registered the trust in 2015. Actually, it's not a full-fledged NGO. Me and my wife Rekha, we are running that trust. Only two trustees are there. We don't have any volunteers. We don't have any staff, office setup and all. We are just providing a platform for people who want to do something for others. It's like connecting the sponsors and needy around us. There are many in our friend circles and family circles who really want to do something on their special occasions like birthdays, wedding anniversaries. They want to do something to spread joy. But the problem that they face is that they don't know how to do it. And they can't take initiative for that because of the lack of time which they normally face in their professional career and all. So they look for platforms, but normally they don't get such platforms. So we thought to provide a credible platform by which they can connect with needy around us. So in 2015, we just registered it as an NGO. And when we announced that on Facebook and all, people started contacting us in our friend circles. They started contacting us, and whenever they have birthdays, anniversaries, or when they get some special achievement in their career, or when there are some death anniversaries, they started contacting us to do something for others. So we never thought people will respond like that, because we operate in a very small circle. It's a small domain. Small domain of our friends and relatives, but it's amazing that in the last 6 years we could do activities worth 75 lakhs in the small domain. We haven't marketed our NGO like others do in our friend circles and family circles. We just let them know that we are running such an NGO. So, and occasionally we post in Facebook whenever we do big projects and all. We post on Facebook, and people when they are informed about such activities, they start contacting us. And in the last 6 years, we could do around 275 activities, and around 25-26 big projects also we could implement in this last 6 years.
Superb. As you always get to hear, action speaks louder than words. Your action has actually spoken, and it has started reaching out to many people. You started off with your friend circle, but it has actually started going across friends and friends of friends, and then spreading. And the joy is spreading really fast. Why the name Arm of Joy?
We always consider that charity is not a good word, because when you term such acts as charity, you give a sort of impression that you are doing something great. Charity for us is not a positive word. So we were actually looking for another word which would convey what we have in our mind. So finally we ended up with the word joy, because we always consider whenever we do something for others, it's for joy. For nothing else, it's only for joy. So that's why we even termed the slogan of our Arm of Joy as doing things for others is not charity but sheer joy.
And the story behind the Arm?
Story behind Arm is an abbreviation of three names: Anoop, Rekha, and Madhavan. Madhavan is a 13-year-old son. So actually, it all started with the first birthday of Madhavan. He was born in 2008 March. And on the occasion of his first birthday in 2009, we thought to celebrate that birthday in a different way, meaningfully. So we just sent a letter, just sent a mail to all of friends, family, colleagues and all, requesting them for gifts. Actually, we requested for books. We told them to bring as many books as possible for the birthday party. And with those books, we will set up a library in an orphanage here in Kozhikode. So we got an amazing response for that. Within 10-12 days, we could get books worth, I think, 50,000 rupees. So that was an amazing response as far as we are concerned, because within a small domain, we could raise so many books in just a matter of 10-12 days, and we gifted those books to a government orphanage here in Kozhikode. We bought a big bookshelf and filled that shelf with all those books, and we gifted them. So that happened in 2009. It was soon after that event I decided to quit the job and send a letter to Manorama management. And it took 8 more years for me to register an NGO, because we wanted to settle in life at that time, because we have to find ways for our earning also. So I have to say that my wife is earning for my family, and I am more into social activities. She's earning for my family. She's a lawyer, and she's into trademark consultancy. She's a trademark attorney. And so when we were thinking of registering our NGO, we thought we would put the first letters of our names, Anoop, Rekha, and Madhavan. That's how AAM came up.
Superb. So it's a very family oriented name that you have thought across, but it comes out as a very very amazing name with the amount of work and the kind of work that you are doing on ground. As you mentioned, you spoke about Rekha, your wife, and it's because of her support that you could actually take a decision of going ahead with your passion. Okay, so it would not have been easy in terms of when you go out and say that, okay, I'm going to quit and I'm going to take my wife's help to run my daily living, and I will go behind my passion. People would have called you crazy and mad. So how was it for the initial couple of years till you got going?
It was not my dream alone, because we studied together in the same college. In Calicut, there's a college called Government Arts and Science College. I was doing BSc Mathematics there, and she was 1 year junior to me. She was doing BCom. So when we were in FAIR at that time, we used to sit in the campus in the shades of trees, and we were talking about our future, our dreams and all. And at that time, we decided when we get married, we will be doing something for the society in our capacity. Not big things, but whatever we can do, we'll be doing when we get married. That decision was taken at that time itself. And after 1 year of our marriage, Madhavan was born. And when his first birthday came up, that event happened. And we quickly took that decision. And it was a combined decision. So it was easy for me, because luckily she was totally thinking in those lines itself. So it was an easy decision.
Great. So I'm sure that whenever you take a decision of this magnitude, it has to be a joint decision, and it has to be in a similar thought process. But definitely there would have been some crosstalks coming from your family and the society and all. So how did you tackle that?
Yeah, initially there was a problem, because it was not easy for others to digest that, because throwing away your job at the age of 28 and coming back home, it's not something which is easy for others to digest. So we had problems, as you said, there were crosstalks, but after 1 or 2 years it became easy for us. In fact, soon after quitting Malayala Manorama, I did a documentation work for Government of Kerala. It was documentation of the Kerala school youth festival history. So it took around 2 years, and I published it as an encyclopedia of school Kalolsavam. So it was a big story at that time. It came up in all media, newspapers, television channels, and also when that happened, all these people, they started thinking that he will be doing something. It's not that he has left the job just to sit lazy. He will be doing something. So after 2 years, it was easy for us. But initial period, it was really tough, because people were saying all sort of things.
Can you take us through a few of the major projects that you have undertaken under the AAM of Joy?
as I said earlier, it's just a platform, and whenever people contribute to us, only then we will plan activities. It's not like any other NGO who will have a list of activities first and then go for fundraising. We never go for fundraising. Whenever people come to us with whatever fund they have, we will plan an activity to utilize that fund. That's our policy right from the beginning. We were thinking if we are not getting enough funds, it won't be a problem because we are not having any staff, we are not running any office. So it's not a problem for us. Whenever people come to us with fund, we will plan some activities and get it done. But from the first month itself, we started getting contributions, and I think in the first year itself, we got around 10 lakhs as contribution, and that was a big motivation for us because we were not marketing our NGO, we were not doing anything for promoting our NGO activities, but even then we got around 10 lakh of rupees in that first year. The kind of activities that we do, whatever that can make people happy, in people means those in orphanages, old age homes, special schools, palliative care centers, whatever they need, whatever requirements they have to make them happy. We used to take them for excursions, used to take them for movies, used to take them for dinner in luxury restaurants, things like that. We never go for sponsoring food because those are activities which normally people do. Most of the orphanages and old age homes in our city, they are getting sufficient food. So we never focus on that thing. We always go for things like movies, excursions, and also setting up basic amenities, basic ambience for the inmates in these institutions to ensure that they have a proper hygiene conditions around them, and also something which will boost their self-esteem. We have renovated their dining rooms, study rooms, play area, and things like that. So whenever we get contributions, we do something like a match the following procedure. We regularly visit most of the orphanages and old age homes in the city. So we are well informed about the requirements there, what all are needed there. And we will have that set of things in our mind on one side. And whenever people come up with a budget, what we do is we will do a match the following procedure with this budget, whether we can do this thing. And we do that match the following procedure and get things done. So it's like that. And in the last 3-4 years, we have been concentrating more on setting up the basic infrastructure for orphanages. And we have renovated their study rooms, dining rooms. And even we have constructed a football turf for them last year in an orphanage. Parks, places for relaxing, things like that. So it's again things for people to explore joy. Those are the kind of activities that we normally do.
Great. So normally when we think about if someone wants to help on an anniversary or a birthday or something like that, only thing definitely orphanage is something that comes in mind in terms of just making sure that someone needy is getting help. But then at the end of the day, it happens that you end up giving some 5,000 rupees or 10,000 rupees and tell them to feed them a breakfast or a lunch. And that that is a momentous thing that happened, and that's it. So it's a one-off thing which takes up. And after that, yes, the person who might have given the money will have a little bit of satisfaction. And the people at orphanage would have also been happy eating that meal. But after that, there is no real connect that is happening. And yes. What you are doing is in terms of putting together an infrastructure or something which will actually be there for a long time and help them cherish those memories or the events that's happening around that. So it's a nice way of doing it. So Anub, when you are running an NGO and then when you're planning to reach out to people who need help, definitely it would not have been easy. So in terms of there would have been challenges. And I could go through a couple of your Facebook posts wherein you had tried to reach out to help the female people who are affected with some issues and all. So definitely, I think you could have gone through a bit of stress on that. So take us through that project.
Yeah, in the second year, that is exactly in 2016, we had an issue. One day we visited a government Mahila Mandiram here in the Calicut city itself, and we went there actually to distribute footwear for them. And when I visited that place, I saw paintings all over the walls. And I asked the caretaker who did all these paintings. And she showed me the person who did it. And she was from Bangladesh, 33 years old. She was trapped by a sex trafficking mafia and brought here. And she was continuously raped and abused for 2 or 3 weeks. And she escaped from there and reached here in Mahila Mandiram. And I was literally stunned by that, because a lady who had gone through all these turmoils, she has done such beautiful paintings. And I actually congratulated her at that time. And when I congratulated her, she ran to her room and she brought a diary and gave it to me. And she told me, "Baya ya praklo." That was what she told me. So I told her, I can't read Bangla, so I can't do anything about it. So, but she told me, "Ek hafte ke liye apraklo." It was full of poems and short stories which she has written. And when I was going back home, I decided to do something for that lady. I wanted to do something to boost her self-esteem, because she had gone through all those turmoils. And I thought, if I can do something to showcase her creativity and talent, it will be a great thing for her. So I actually scanned all the pages in that diary and sent it across to a friend working in Dhaka. She was my college mate, named Indu. And she got it translated to English with the help of somebody, and she sent it back to me. And then I translated those poems and stories to Malayalam. The poems were translated by my friend Anupama. She was a journalist at that time. And short story I translated for myself, and I published it as a book. And that became a big news here, because it's not a common thing. A lady who was brought here by a sex trafficking mafia, a lady from Bangladesh, writing these things and publishing it as a book, it was something very wonderful. So actually, one more thing happened at that time. She was, as I told you earlier, she was a good artist. She used to do paintings and all. So I gifted a lot of canvas, brushes, paints and all. And within 5 to 10 days, she did around 20 paintings. And we organized a painting exhibition here in the art gallery. And that also became a big news report here. And all the paintings were sold. The entire money we gave back to her. And that became one of the best things in the career of Arm of Joy, because we never take up such activities. Actually, we always do events and projects like what I was mentioning earlier, but this was a different kind of activity. And when that happened, it had a lot of after effect, because we were trying to help a lady who was trapped like this. And when that book was published, a person from Bangladesh embassy, he contacted me over phone and just to thank me for what I have done for their citizen. So I told him that there are a few more ladies, few more girls who are trapped here. When I told him that, he decided to visit this home, and he did everything possible from his end to send back those girls to their home. They were actually brought here in their early teens by the same sex trafficking mafia. So when those things happened, we were having some enemies because we were actually fighting against the system at that time. So for 1 year or so, we were having a lot of issues. We were denied entry to many orphanages and old age homes. But we stick on to our mission. We continue doing activities. And after 1 year, everything went smooth. So it was the tough phase. It was undoubtedly the tough phase we had in these 6 years.
Amazing, Anub. It's not that you get to hear something like this on a daily basis, or this is something you call once in a blue moon type of a thing, wherein reach out to someone who has been affected like this, and then a talented person, then you bring out their talent and caliber in the best possible manner. So kudos to you and your Rekha and whoever has supported this in terms of bringing it out. So amazing. Take us through what are the current things that you do and what are the future plans for Arm of Joy?
Vijay, actually we never plan things. Whenever we get funds, we plan things. So in the last 3 or 4 years, we were concentrating only on projects like setting up basic infrastructure for the orphanages and old age homes. So recently, we could inaugurate an outdoor stage for an old age home for people to sit there and relax, and also for other organizations and school students, when they used to visit old age homes, they can organize programs, cultural programs there on that open air stage. There is one orphanage called Free Birds here in Kozhikode, and we have been doing a lot of things to ensure that it is in good shape. So we have renovated their study room. We have ensured that they have a good dining room, reading room. And as I said earlier, last year we did a football turf for them, shuttle court for them. So when we do such things, what happens is that their self-esteem automatically goes up, and also their idea of their hygiene also go up. When we set up things in a very very neat and clean condition, they will maintain that. So last 2-3 years, we are focusing more on such things to ensure that the inmates in these institutions have a good ambience in their routine life.
Awesome. So you said that you had put up a turf for the inmates, and so they will be definitely happy in terms of playing there and all. So is there a possibility wherein you see that there are young talented people who actually can utilize that, and maybe in case in the future that can give an opportunity for someone to come out of that and to actually start playing with a bigger aim in their mind? Is there a possibility you have in mind?
Definitely there is talent in these institutions, because whenever sports meet organized by government happens, we always notice that students from these institutions, they perform really well. They do well in football and all. So that's exactly the reason why we gifted them a football turf, because they can play freely, confidently. And for the inauguration of that football turf, we brought the premium club here, Gokulam Football Club. The captain and the senior players came there, played with them. And they also offered that if kids are really talented, they can do something to help them, to support them. But that happened just before COVID. So we couldn't do anything in that aspect after that, because things were in a standstill situation. So, but I think if we are able to give them training, good training in football, badminton and all, they will be able to come up with flying colors. I'm sure about that.
Superb, Anup. Good to see that brands, I would call Gokulam FC a brand, because they have established themselves in the I-League, and good to see that brands like that are ready to come down and extend their arm of joy to make sure that people are happy around them. Great.
We always had experience with Arm of Joy, because whenever we plan something, whenever we come up with an initiative, there will be people to join hands. It's not that people are always busy and they don't want to get indulged in such things. Whenever there is a platform, people will definitely do something. 4 years ago, when we had planned actually to take the girls of an orphanage to Taj Hotel here, and because they had only heard about Taj, but they had never had the opportunity to visit that place and see what is happening there. So we just contacted the manager there, and we were quite surprised because he gave an amazing discount, and all these girls they could have a grand lunch there in the restaurant. Whenever we take such initiatives and we provide such platforms to connect both ends, things will happen. We have to take initiative and things will definitely happen.
That's very correct, Anup, in terms of when you take initiatives, you can see people coming and supporting that initiative and then slowly growing. And that too, when actually it helps people around you, then definitely people actually support you. And for someone like me who has at some point in time worked with the Tatas, I know to the extent which they will go in terms of supporting such noble causes, they will definitely help. So great to hear that. You spoke about Taj. Okay, so just to make the viewers understand, because the people will have the thought that maybe he would have spent some 10,000 or 15,000 rupees for taking the kids to a Taj restaurant and making them feel that would have actually helped them to have food for 10 days or 15 days. So talk from the perspective of those girls in terms of that experience, because you will be able to give a different perspective from their eyes.
Whenever we take kids outside for dinner or lunch in such luxurious restaurants, we used to get such feedback, why you are taking them to such expensive restaurants. But I have always thought that whenever such things happen, the self-esteem of kids, that automatically goes up. Because all these kids, they are studying in government schools, government aided schools, and also their classmates having families, they will be going to all these restaurants, and whenever they come to classrooms, they will be discussing about the experiences of having lunch there or dinner there. So we thought these kids also should have such experience so that they can also tell them we had also gone there. And that's not a small thing. That's not a small thing if you consider their self-esteem. So we used to do that quite regularly. In a year, two or three or four times we used to take them to such luxurious restaurants, and you get amazing discounts. So it's not that we are spending a lot of money for that, because all these guys, the restaurant guys, they cooperate with us, and they always give us amazing discounts. So I think that is something which we should always do, because whatever privilege that we have, whatever benefits, whatever luxury that we are enjoying, at least a small portion of that, these kids also should enjoy. That's our policy and perspective.
Self-esteem, it's a very key word that you used, and the small things that you are doing in terms of in a very different manner, I'm sure that will instill a lot of confidence in these young people when they grow up, because if the self-esteem is pampered, or if it's not instilled the right way, then the whole growing pattern and the whole future would be in a disarray. And it's great to see that you are actually helping them build their own confidence, which will help in a long way.
Absolutely, Vijay, because food we can provide, clothes we can provide, all those things it is easy to provide. But this is something which we should focus more, because these things always helps them to build a firm character, and it usually influences their personality and their confidence, and they will start facing the world with a lot of confidence. So we always make it a point to do such activities on a regular basis.
Nice to hear that, Anup. You spoke that about Match the Following, so I'll go back to that. So currently, do you have anything on your left hand side of your Match the Following that you feel that, okay, in case whenever, because I, whatever I have understood from talking to you, you will never go out and say that I need money to do this. So at least if you can list out a couple of things that you have on your left-hand side for the viewers to understand and see if they can come out and help you with the math the following.
I used to keep waiting for funds to come in. When people share their contributions, I used to accumulate those funds, and once it is enough to do something, only then I will start thinking of what project I can implement with that money. So I can't share with you a list of things that I have in mind, because only when fund comes in I can plan things. That's how we operate in this last 6 years.
No worries, Anu. But still, I'll prop you on that. Do you have anything like a dream project that you have in mind? Because you have been there in this and haven't seen a lot of the things happening around you. Is there something like a dream project that you have?
Nothing like that, because stage by stage, step by step, we are trying to renovate their buildings, their play areas and all. So it's not one single thing which is there in my dream. We are actually trying to locate what all can be done in their compound, and I don't have such a such a one single dream. We always wait for funds to come in, and whenever we have enough fund in our hands, then we will think what can be done with this fund, and only then we implement such activities.
Great. So I will bring out a word that you had used when we spoke initially before this interview session. We spoke in length, and one word that you had used actually went deep into me, in terms of you told that you are selfish, and you are selfish, and I can see that you are selfish not in terms of telling what you want to do, and in terms of selfish in terms of bringing out that happiness. So can you expand your thought on the selfishness that you have?
Whatever we are doing in our life, it is for our happiness. That's what I have understood in my life. Whatever we are doing, it is for our happiness. So this Arm of Joy and its activities, we are doing only for our happiness. That is the vested interest that we have in running such a trust, and no other interest, because we are not getting anything in terms of money, no monetary benefits from this. We are spending our time, we are putting in a lot of effort only to ensure that we remain happy for life. That's all. Happiness is the only selfish motive that we have. Joy.
Superb. So I like the way you put it. Happiness is the only selfish motive that you have. Amazing. I know when people are running around, going behind a lot of things, you are sticking to your thought process and your ideology in terms of happiness can be the selfish motive behind everything that you do. Great. So Anup, currently you are based out of Calicut. Is there a thought that you have in terms of expanding to other cities?
Absolutely no, Vijay, because we will always be a two-member NGO. We won't have volunteers, and once my son, he crosses the age of 18, he will also be in the trust. So it will always be like that. We don't want to expand it or having branches in other cities, other states and all. We always want to do activities with a personal touch. That's all. We are operating only in this city. We can do activities only in this city because we have to reach there. We have to go there and supervise things. So we are not going outside city. And I think we always be like this. We never want to expand to other cities. We are happy with what we are doing right now.
So Anup, how do people reach out to you in case they want to come out with whatever they can?
Vijay, as I said earlier, it is a small domain of my friends and relatives. They are the people who keep sending contributions to Arm of Joy. In the last 6 years, there are people who are their friends who came to know about Arm of Joy from them, and they started contributing. And we have a WhatsApp number, and we have exhibited that number in our website and all. That's my personal number itself. So people just send a message to me saying that it's my son's birthday, or it's my it's our wedding anniversary, we want to do something. So when I receive such a message, I ask them, what is the sort of budget that you have in mind? And when they give me a rough amount, I will plan something, and get it done for them. It's like an event management team. We too are an event management team for getting things done for them, connecting those people and the needy.
I like the way candidly you put it across that, because at the end of the day, what everyone does is event management, but they don't talk about that. They try to picture it in a different manner with a lot of other peripheries around that. But you have been candid in saying that, trying to shrug off everything that's actually that you're doing, just to say that it is just an event management that you're doing, though you are doing actually a lot of amazing things. So Anup, I thought all said and done, Malayalam is a beautiful language, and if you don't express yourself in Malayalam, it will remain like a half published book. So Anup, in the endana arm of joy, endana dream ഞാൻ ചോദിക്കില്ല, എന്തായാലും അത് അനുഭവം പറയില്ല. അപ്പോ ആം ഓഫ് ജോയിൻ എന്താണ് സാറ്റിസ്ഫാക്ഷൻ ഇതിനായിട്ട് കിട്ടിയത്? ആൻഡ് ഗോയിങ് ഫോർവേഡ് വെൻ യു ആർ ഗ്രോയിങ് അപ്പ്, യു ആർ ഓൾസോ ഗ്രോയിങ് അപ്പ്, എന്താണ് ഫ്യൂച്ചർ, എന്താണ് തോട്ട് ഉള്ളത്? ആൻഡ് ഓൾസോ ഫ്രം യുവർ പാർട്ട്നേഴ്സ് പോയിന്റ് ഓഫ് വ്യൂ.
ഞങ്ങള് നേരത്തെ പറഞ്ഞതുപോലെ തന്നെ ഈ രീതിയിൽ തന്നെ മുന്നോട്ട് പോകാനാണ് ഉദ്ദേശം. കാരണം നമുക്ക് അങ്ങനെ എക്സ്പാൻഡ് ചെയ്യാനോ ഒന്നുള്ള ഒരു പ്ലാൻ ഇല്ല. കാരണം വി ആർ ഓൾറെഡി ഗെറ്റിംഗ് tremendous amount of satisfaction from this. Appo nammal adu enne continue idondirikkya nallana vera oru plans illa. Appo palappolu endanu nachal nammal itharam sthalangalil povumbodana pudhi endengil oru ideas strike kiya. Nammal eppozhum aadhi mudhale follow cheyyunna oru policy ennu vachal keep visiting these institutions, only then we will get to know what are the requirements there or what are the opportunities there. Allade namak oru office il irunnond angane adu plan cheyan pattilla. Nammal if we go there, if we start talking with them, only then we will get to know what best we can do to make them more happy. Appo anganeyanu cheyyaru. Allade nammal oru plan aadhyame orikkal undakkarilla. Appo namakku oru satisfaction nu vachu kaniya idu thaniyana. Karanam eppo nammal പിന്നെ ഇതിലൊക്കെ വിസിറ്റ് ചെയ്യുമ്പോഴും ഈ ചെയ്ത സംഗതികൾ അതുപോലെ അവിടെ കാണുമ്പോൾ, അത് ആളുകൾ യൂസ് ചെയ്തത് കാണുമ്പോൾ, നമുക്കതൊരു അത് തരുന്നൊരു സാറ്റിസ്ഫാക്ഷൻ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ബിയോണ്ട് വേർഡ്സ്. അത് നമുക്ക് എങ്ങനെയാണെന്ന് എക്സ്പ്രസ് ചെയ്യാൻ പോലും പറ്റില്ല. ദർ ഇസ് എ ഗേൾസ് ഓർഫനേജ് നിയർ കാലിക്കറ്റ് സിവിൽ സ്റ്റേഷൻ, ഫ്രീ ബേർഡ്സ് ഗേൾസ് ഹോമാണ്. അപ്പോൾ അവരുടെ കോർട്ട്യാർഡിൽ ആക്ച്വലി ഒരു ട്രീ ഉണ്ടായിരുന്നു, അതിന് മുന്നിൽ ഇങ്ങനെ ചളിയൊക്കെ കെട്ടി നിൽക്കുന്ന ഒരു സ്ഥലമായിരുന്നു. സോ ഒരു 4 years ago അവിടെ ഒരു ദിവസം മഴയത്ത് പോയപ്പോഴാണ് ആ മഴ പെയ്ത് ഇങ്ങനെ ചളിയൊക്കെ കെട്ടി അവിടെ നിൽക്കുന്ന കണ്ടപ്പോൾ എനിക്ക് അന്നേരം ആ ഒരു സ്പ്ലിറ്റ് ഓഫ് എ സെക്കൻഡിൽ തോന്നിയതായിരുന്നു അതിന്റെ ചോട്ടില് പിന്നെ മരത്തിന് ചുറ്റും ഒരു ബേസ്മെന്റ് ഒക്കെ കൺസ്ട്രക്ട് ചെയ്തിട്ട് അതിന് മുന്നിൽ കുറച്ച് ബെഞ്ചുകളൊക്കെ സെറ്റപ്പ് ചെയ്ത് കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ അവർക്ക് കുറച്ചുകൂടെ പകൽ സമയത്താണെങ്കിൽ പോലും അവിടെയൊക്കെ വന്നിരിക്കാനും ഒക്കെ പറ്റില്ലേ എന്ന് അന്നേരം ഒരു തോട്ട് ഉണ്ടായിരുന്നു. അപ്പോ അന്ന് അങ്ങനെ ഇതുണ്ടായപ്പോ അത് മനസ്സിലുണ്ടായി. പിന്നെ ഇതുപോലെ കോൺട്രിബ്യൂഷൻസ് വരുന്ന സമയത്ത് അതിനെ ഏകദേശം അത് നമുക്ക് ഇംപ്ലിമെന്റ് ചെയ്യാൻ പറ്റും എന്നുള്ളൊരു കോൺഫിഡൻസ് ആയപ്പോൾ ഞാൻ അത് ചെയ്തു. അപ്പൊ ഇപ്പൊ കഴിഞ്ഞ ഒരു 3-4 years ആയിട്ട് ഞാൻ അവിടെ ചെല്ലുമ്പോൾ എപ്പോഴും കാണുന്നത് പിള്ളേര് മോസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ദ ടൈം ദേ ആർ ദർ. ആ ഒരു മരത്തിന്റെ ചുവട്ടിലാണ് അവരുടെ പലപ്പോഴും പഠിക്കാനിരിക്കുന്നതും വിസിറ്റേഴ്സ് വരുമ്പോൾ ഇന്ററാക്ട് ചെയ്യുന്നതും. മാത്രമല്ല അവരുടെ ഒരു വെറുതെ സംസാരിച്ചിരിക്കാനൊക്കെ അവരത് യൂസ് ചെയ്യുന്നത് കാണുമ്പോൾ എന്ത് ചെയ്യുമ്പോഴും അങ്ങനെയാണല്ലോ വിജയ്. നമ്മളൊരു സംഗതി ചെയ്തു കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ അത് ആളുകൾ നമ്മൾ കൺസീവ് ചെയ്ത അതേ രീതിയിൽ അവരത് യൂസ് ചെയ്യുന്നു എന്ന് കാണുമ്പോൾ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് മേക്കിംഗ് ദം ഹാപ്പി എന്ന് നമ്മൾ കാണുമ്പോഴാണല്ലോ നമുക്കതൊരു ഒരു വലിയ പിന്നെ സാറ്റിസ്ഫാക്ഷൻ ആയിട്ട് ഫീൽ ചെയ്യാം. അങ്ങനെയാണ് എന്ത് ചെയ്യുമ്പോഴും. നമ്മളിപ്പോ ഫുട്ബോൾ ടേഫ് ചെയ്തു കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ, ആക്ച്വലി ഈ ഫുട്ബോൾ ടേഫ് ചെയ്തത് ഞാൻ നേരത്തെ പറഞ്ഞല്ലോ, ഇറ്റ് വാസ് ജസ്റ്റ് ബിഫോർ ദാറ്റ് കോവിഡ് ഇൻസിഡന്റ്. അപ്പോ കഴിഞ്ഞ January 28th 2020 ആം ഓഫ് ജോയ് ആനിവേഴ്സറിക്ക് ആയിരുന്നു നമ്മളത് ഇനോഗ്രേറ്റ് ചെയ്തത്. സോ ആ സമയത്ത് പിന്നെ അത് ഇനോഗ്രേറ്റ് ചെയ്തതുകൊണ്ട് കോവിഡ് ടൈമിൽ കുട്ടികൾ ഈ ഹോമിൽ തന്നെ സ്റ്റക്ക് ആയപ്പോ പിന്നെ എന്താ പറയാ, ആ ഒരു 10-12 months അവർക്ക് അവിടെ അത്രയും അത് യൂട്ടിലൈസ് ചെയ്യാൻ പറ്റി, അത്രയും കളിക്കാനും ഒക്കെ പറ്റി. അപ്പൊ അത് നമ്മള് വെനവർ വി വിസിറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് പ്ലേസ്, വെൻ വി സീ ദോസ് കിഡ്സ് പ്ലേയിങ് ദർ, അത് തരുന്ന ഒരു സാറ്റിസ്ഫാക്ഷൻ അത് നമുക്ക് ബിയോണ്ട് വേർഡ്സ് ആണ്. അപ്പൊ അങ്ങനത്തെ എന്ത് സംഗതികളും അവര് നമ്മൾ റിനോവേറ്റ് ചെയ്ത് കൊടുത്ത ഒരു ഡൈനിങ് റൂമിൽ ഇരുന്ന് അവര് ആ ഒരു സെൽഫ് എസ്റ്റീമോടെ ഭക്ഷണം കഴിക്കുന്നത് കാണുമ്പോൾ, അങ്ങനെയുള്ള കാര്യങ്ങൾ കാണുമ്പോഴാണ് നമുക്ക് ഏറ്റവും അധികം സാറ്റിസ്ഫാക്ഷൻ കിട്ടുന്നത്.
And a few lines from Rekha's thought process, because Arm of Joy will not be complete when we don't take a perspective of how Rekha thinks and feels about and how she supports you.
നമ്മളെ എന്ത് ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസിന് പോകുമ്പോഴും യൂസ് ടു ഗോ ടുഗദർ. ഈ റിനോവേഷൻ ഒക്കെ നടക്കുമ്പോൾ ഒബ്വിയസ്ലി ഐ ഹാവ് ടു ഗോ ദർ, ഈ പണിക്കാരും ഒക്കെ ആയിട്ടുള്ള കോർഡിനേഷനിൽ ഐ യൂസ് ടു ഗോ ദർ. അല്ലാത്ത സമയത്തൊക്കെ വി ആർ ടുഗദർ. അപ്പോ ഈ യൂസ് ടു ഹാവ് എ ഗുഡ് റാപ്പോ വിത്ത് നോട്ട് ഓൺലി വിത്ത് ദ ഇൻമേറ്റ്സ് ദർ ബട്ട് ഓൾസോ വിത്ത് ദ സ്റ്റാഫ് ദർ. പലപ്പോഴും വി ഷുഡ് ഹാവ് എ ഗുഡ് റാപ്പോ വിത്ത് ദ സ്റ്റാഫ്, ഓൺലി ദെൻ വി വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് ടു നോ what exactly are the requirements there in that home. appo adakke rekkikku sadhikkunnundu karanam pala pratheech oru girls only institution akkaavumbo I have limitations avade povanum avadutha karyangal arayanum enter cheyanokkulla korchu limitations undu. appo aa oru angle il pinne rekkada oru presence enikku velliya oru thaniyana karanam അങ്ങനത്തെ ഒരുപാട് സ്ഥലങ്ങളിൽ രേഖയാണ് അവിടുത്തെ സ്റ്റാഫായിട്ടും അല്ലെ മക്കളായിട്ടും പെൺകുട്ടികളായിട്ടും ഒക്കെ സംസാരിക്കാനും ഒക്കെ സാധിക്കുന്നത് അവൾക്കാണ്. അപ്പോൾ ഇത് നമ്മളൊരു ടീം വർക്ക് ആയിട്ട് തന്നെ ചെയ്യുന്നതാണ് ഞങ്ങൾ രണ്ടുപേരുടെയും. ഇറ്റ്സ് എ ജോയിന്റ് എഫേർട്ട്.
അമേസിംഗ് അനൂപ്. സോ ഐ ആം സൂപ്പർ ഹാപ്പി ടു ഹാവ് യു ഗോട്ട് ഓൺ ദി ഷോ ആഫ്റ്റർ ദോ വി സ്ട്രഗിൾ ടു ഗെറ്റ് കണക്ടഡ് ഫോർ ഓൾമോസ്റ്റ് കപ്പിൾ ഓഫ് മന്ത്സ്. ബട്ട് ഐ ആം സൂപ്പർ ഹാപ്പി ദാറ്റ് ടു ഐ ഫൈനലി ഗോട്ട് യു ഓൺ ബോർഡ് ആൻഡ് got to speak make you speak also, because going by things it's very difficult to get some words out of you as well.
I also appreciate your patience, because I think 3 or 4 times we have cancelled our meeting only because it was so hectic for me for the last 2 months. We were doing 3 projects simultaneously. We were setting up a shuttlecock for the girls orphanage, we were doing an outdoor stage and park for an old age home, and also we were constructing a sick room for the boys orphanage. So all these activities were happening simultaneously, and because of that I couldn't connect with you, and I really appreciate your patience.
No, it's a pleasure to get someone like you on board and to speak. Though you are doing only things around Calicut, but the amount of joy that you have been spreading, and definitely many people will be inspired from this, and I hope they start something like this in their own cities across the globe. So I wish Anoop that your math the following on the left hand side also keep increasing, and on the right hand side you get enough people to contribute and make sure that that actually becomes a reality for many people, and Arm of Joy keeps spreading joy all across Calicut. Though I hope that it should be in other cities also, but I know, I understand your limitations and the way you want to do keep it. So kudos to that, and sticking to your own passion and thought process. So all the best wishes to you, Rekha and Madhav.
Thank you, Vijay. Thank you.